Welcome to RAIN, North America's leading group of real estate action takers. In a recent presentation, best-selling author, real estate investor, real estate expert, and president of the Real Estate Investment Network, Don R. Campbell, discussed what it takes to become successful with a group of over 250 high-level achievers. You'll be one of the few people to hear this very rare talk from Don as he talks about what's required to create long-term generational wealth. A gifted orator, Don lays out the fundamentals in easy-to-follow and easily understandable terms. After finishing this CD, you'll not only be excited about your own potential wealth, but that of your future family members you haven't even met yet. Welcome to the presentation.
Good morning, everybody. Are you ready for one of those kind of weekends that you're going to have? You're probably going to need two of those aha sheets, yes or no? That's great. Well, those of you who know me, I'm the president of the Real Estate Investment Network. And the reality of this whole situation is, I'm not talking about real estate this morning. I'm talking about the turning point that occurred for me back in 1992. And I have the exact date for you later on. And it was a similar room. It was a low ceiling. It was dark. I'm looking over in that corner over there. Just wave. It was dark. I walked in. I was the guy, I thought. 1992. How old would I have been? Not very. 1992, I was chasing a lot of rabbits. Anybody in here do a lot of things? Like chase a lot of different deals? Yes or no? So there's seven of you. The rest of you are lying. But the reality is that 1992, something changed my life. And I'd like to confess a few things, and this is going to be my confession this whole next hour. You guys okay with that?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to open my kimono, figuratively. My talk to this morning, here I'm used to the RAIN meetings, right? My talk tonight is, my talk this morning is all about the foundation of long-term wealth, and it's a confession. It's a confession about an addiction. It's a confession that I hope that you might see some of yourself in it and be able to get out of it. So let's start. Raise your hand, please, if you'd like a little more focus in your life, and this is full participation, or you'd like a little bit more success in your life. Okay, those two are okay. But I think the next one is even more important. Who'd like more free time? Two hands up. But you know what? That's what we're looking for. We're looking for that freedom, and that's what long-term wealth can provide you. Chasing all the rabbits can get you some success and get you moving down the pathway. But really, what we want to do is have more time to do whatever it is that we want to do. Wouldn't you say? Yeah, and that's what this weekend's all about. Anyone know in your life somewhere, raise your hand, if you know somebody who's a bit of a dream stealer or a time vampire in your life, and they, every time you come bring something home, they go, not home, not to say it's your spouse, I'm talking home somewhere in your life, that they just kind of go, oh, that'll never work. Or, that's a great idea, but I got something even better over here. Anybody got one of those in their life? This is full participation, because I'll stop. Don't make me stop this car. But so it's a positive turning point for you this weekend, only if you let it. And we're going to talk about a number of different steps on how to make this weekend very, very successful and how it changed my life. And back in 1992, I am extremely busy, as many of you know, and I don't make time to do these kind of talks anymore. I focus on my RAIN clients, you know, answering their questions, working with them, everything that I do is about my family A, which is my family at home, and my family B, which are all the people with the nice little round name tags, because I honestly do consider them my family. I protect them that way, and they know that. But that's where my two focuses are. But when Alan phoned me, Alan Jacks, I have known since I was 8.5 years old. I was a big strapping fella at 8.5. Alan drives up Alan's, let me just tell you a little bit of background. Alan Jacks was one of the founders of the Real Estate Investment Network way, way back. And he now doesn't travel much anymore. He's got Parkinson's, and he was a brilliant, brilliant orator. He still is, but the travel doesn't allow him to, I mean, the Parkinson's doesn't allow him to travel to these events and speak much anymore. I'm the godfather of one of his daughters, and I'm honored to be in that position and to know Alan because he was such a visionary. He is such a visionary. And he phoned me up, and he said, "Don, I'd like you to do me a favor." He said, "Would you please, out of your schedule, come and spend an hour of your time and just tell the people how to get from A to B?" And after I figured out what the heck he was talking about, I meant A to B, from where they are to where it is that they want to be. He phoned me up, and I said, "You know what, Alan? I would be glad to, because I want to tell you a story about 1992. And it's the story that I'm, the confessional story that I'm going to tell you today. So here I am, not talking about real estate. It's a little uncomfortable. Doesn't happen very often. But the bottom line is this weekend will change your life. It can change your life only if you let it and only if you have the mindset to allow it to do that. And, you know, it's not about how do I get rich, despite what your mentality may be coming in. It's not about that. It's about making that one single change, that one little click that makes you go, what's the word on the top of the sheet? Uh-huh. And that's what happened to me back in 1992. This is all about, it's you're going to discover that it is okay to be successful. Do you know that the majority of, this is kind of handy, the majority of people in the world want to be successful, but they don't allow themselves to. They get to a certain point, they get up to the cliff, and they look around and they go, if I do that, I might lose my friends because they might be back there. If I do that, I don't know what's up there. So maybe what I'll do is I'll self-destruct and go and walk up to another cliff before the success cliff and go from cliff to cliff without leaping off into the wealth zone. And I see it over and over and over again, people moving. And you know what? You first thing you got to do, and the first thing you got to write down is it is okay to be successful. Everybody writes that down. I will wait. Everybody. It is critical. It is okay to be successful. I didn't get that in 1992. The other thing is, you don't have to be a lone wolf. Who's an entrepreneur in here? Hands up. Hi. You know what? All of us entrepreneurs have that lone wolf gene. The heck with it. Nobody can do it as good as me. I'll do it all. And I will move forward myself. But what that does, it's like a big dragging anchor behind you when you're a lone wolf. What you'll find is that there are systems, there are ways in which to move forward and still feel good about yourself, Mr. and Mrs. Lone Wolf. Because you do have to have that little bit of a jaunt about yourself. If you want to be successful, you have to have it going on a little bit. But that's what the lone wolf is. But what I learned, because I was a lone wolf, what I learned is that if I surround myself with the right people, like you'll meet in this room, suddenly life gets so much easier. So much easier. And so much more free time. And now my golf game is better. Wouldn't you agree, Russ? It's not spectacular, but it's better. Which tells you, sadly, what it used to be like. You're going to discover some people in here you probably have never met. It's going to be you and the people you meet in this room. That's what the importance of this room is. You're going to discover people and positive people you want to hang out with because we all have the negative people in our life. And you can cut them out and do all you want, but you still got to see them at Christmas and Easter, right? And Thanksgiving. But that's not true in my case. I just don't go. But you will discover proven systems you can follow over and over and over again. And how do I know that? It's because that's what happened to me in 1992. Change your actions. We've all heard this. We've all heard this. But it's not until you start doing it and adopting it that it actually really work. Oh, yeah, change my actions to change my results. And then on Monday morning, you get up and off you go to your job, and real life kicks in, and you go back to your same old actions. And guess what? The same old results. You have a really cool binder, probably. You probably have some really cool stuff to put on your shelf, but you go back. It's easy. It's a comfort zone. Changing your actions to change your results is important. Because you keep doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results, what is that a definition of? We've all heard it. We've all heard this. I'm not telling you anything new yet. I'm not telling you anything new. It's just where I was back in 1992. So how do I know? My confession. I was part of a group in 1986. There's Russell. I just shaved it off too, big guy. There was my girlfriend in 86. Anyway, 1986. We all remember, well, I look around, some of you might not have been born. But 1986 was a great time. Interest rates were at 10%, and, you know, things were chugging along. Brian Mulroney, our great leader. And those of you on the tape means I'm being facetious. That's where we're at. I'm listening to Flock of Seagulls. Who's listening to Flock of Seagulls in 1986? Who wants to sing it? No. So 1986 to 1992, I had a job, a J-O-B. Who in here, although they're business owners, etc., have a job? Yeah, it's Friday, right? So tomorrow when I ask that question, everybody else will have their hands up because that's what happens. I still had a job. I was investing in real estate. My first property was 1985 was my first property I bought, 7622 Ider Street, Mission, British Columbia. And yes, I remember 75% of all the addresses. It's a weird thing I got. I have no idea why. I was doing okay. But what I was doing, quite clearly, was running from one exciting thing to another exciting thing to, oh man, I just heard about this new... Good, no squeal. I just heard about this new system over here. This is great. And I would get into it, and I'd start doing it and getting all excited because anything new is exciting, right? Anything new is exciting. And then it would go start to work, and it would start to get boring because it's working. And then I'm a guy, so I say, okay, enough of that. And then go over here and find another exciting thing and start that. I would never let the system run its course. I would never let it get to wealth. I would never let, I was just addicted to the excitement, and I was afraid of that the system might actually make me successful. Bizarre. I never allowed it to run its course. I was a member of Aimless Anonymous, and that is my confession. I was a member of Aimless Anonymous. I just didn't know it yet, because it's not like we all met. All right, hello, my name is Don, and I'm a member of Aimless Anonymous. The reason is because 93% of the world is a member of Aimless Anonymous. It's just that they don't know it. So I was going along doing thing to thing and doing this. I tried, the whole time I was doing real estate, believe it or not, I actually stuck with that, which was kind of promising. And then I'd go and I'd try this system, and then I'd run over here, and someone would say, hey, I can make you a whole bunch of money. I'll show you this. I allowed myself to get distracted constantly. So there was no wealth being created. I felt like I was moving forward. I felt like, who feels like they're moving forward at the pace that they want to right now?